Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Terry Wong. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Have you ever seen someone in need and walked away without helping? Did it stir something in your conscience? Did you feel convicted? Our guest today knows what that's like. He's here to tell us what happened to him, the decision he made, and how God has caused one occurrence to grow into a ministry that is impacting one of America's greatest cities. Let me pause here at the beginning of our show just to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. And that's it. It's quite simple. Our heart is so that you could come to know Him in a personal way. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, whatever challenge is before you right now, however daunting it might seem, we believe that whatever it is, it's never too big for God. And you're never so far away from God that God cannot bring you back, because His love is immense. So would you come? Would you come to Him? Do you know that His arms are outstretched? The fact that Jesus Christ, more than 2,000 years ago, died on the cross for our sins, yours and mine, and my guests. He shed His precious blood on that cross for you and for me. And He was buried, and He rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you to Himself. Would you open your heart to Jesus? Oh, my friend, as you listen to the story of our dear guest in this part one of a two-part feature, I believe you will be moved. Pastor Roger Huang was born in Taiwan, Taipei, raised by Buddhist parents, and at the age of 15, immigrated to San Francisco with his family. He's the founder and executive development director of San Francisco City Impact. He formerly worked as an auditor for Park 55 and Marriott Hotel, starting what is now known as San Francisco City Impact. He is married to Maite. They have 4 children, 4 in-laws, and 16 grandchildren. Pastor Wong, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much for having me here. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Pastor, I mentioned that you were born in Taiwan. What was it like growing up there in Taiwan, Taipei?
It was a violent environment. And as a kid growing up in a family, the oldest three, I'm number three, we were getting beat up quite often. So I came from a very abusive family. And then the school system was also very abusive. If you did not get a good grade, you get punched. And they make you do all kinds of strenuous exercise just so you can get a better grade. Mm. So that's kind of environment that I remember as a child.
It sounds like you've shaved off some of the edges with your soft-sounding word there, but it sounds abrasive, abrupt, and very painful.
Yes,
growing
indeed.
Up in that kind of environment.
Yes.
Well, somehow God allowing you or having you go through that obviously did some very deep work in your own heart over the years. Who would you say, when you were young, influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, as a child growing up, I became a loner because of the hostile environment that I was in. The only peace was between the walk from home to school and school to home. Sometimes I would would wish that the walk would be much longer. And there was no mentor in my life. There was no one that I could share my heart with. So just the loner. That was it.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, my dad was working for China Airline, and when they transferred him from Taipei branch to San Francisco, that's when the whole family ended up here. In 1970, I was 15 years of age. Of course, that was also during the hippie time, so mm-hmm. I was more confused than ever. And shortly after that, we were enrolled into the public school, and once again, it was chaotic. Many fights during that time. It was also very violent as well in the public school system at that time. And but the abuse continued. And so when I became the age of 17, I decided to leave home. So I basically just kind of slept outside on the streets and in the hotels. And that's kind of my life. And fast forward to age 27, I went home for a short break, turned the TV on. There was a TV evangelist preaching about Jesus, and that's how I came to know the Lord in that short 10 minutes.
Wow. Pastor, you mentioned a number of times. I just caught the word abuse. Was that going on? I want to make a distinction. Was that going on at home, in the home environment, or just primarily the school environment?
In both.
In both.
In both. The school system in Taiwan is very hostile. They can the teachers actually can punch you, hit you with a stick. They can slap you around for any reason. And so that was one part of the environment. And then at home, it was just the nightly getting beat up by my dad. And it was way later on. It was a very well covered up, this whole thing. It was really due to his drunkenness and then the gambling habit. And so we were being taken out by that.
So you become a Christian. What do you remember about that TV evangelist or the message that so impacted you?
I did not remember the message, but I remembered the altar call. Hmm. Because the altar call was presented how kind of like your opening, because it's very real. The Spirit was working in just a few moments as you talk about the love of God. And it was at that moment that he said the same thing about the salvation, the forgiveness of sin. And I was overwhelmed that somebody could do that. And that's why I wept at age 27 for the first time for the right reason on my living room floor. I just couldn't believe that somebody set me free. And it was something that I'd been looking for all my life.
Did someone talk to you about things before? Did somebody reach out to you? It just seems that it was so deep and impactful at that moment. It sort of came together at that time.
It was just that moment. I had been looking. Now remember, I had been very much of a loner.
Right.
And so even as I was working as auditors for the hotel, you know, that's the best place for loner. You just, nobody talks to you. You just work with the numbers.
Yeah.
And, but that wasn't really me. I was so empty. I wanted something more. So, and my wife had come to know the Lord a year before through the same TV evangelist. And I was very troubled about her relationship with this unknown God. I was actually getting jealous. Hmm. But then a year later, I got saved to the same person.
Well, Terry, you know, when we talk about the gospel,
yes,
the power of the gospel, mm-hmm, and the simplicity of the gospel,
yes,
that, you know, sometimes people can get discouraged. Believers can get discouraged because they're trying to reach a loved one or a friend. And I think very quickly over time, we can easily overlook the simplicity and power the message.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we put too much emphasis on people when really it's God who works through people or through media in this case. But it's God who is the power of the cross. It's Him. It's His source. And just to hear Pastor Roger, how he got saved, you know, that's miraculous, given his background too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned that you had just gotten married. Tell us a little bit about Maite.
My wife came from southern France, and she arrived here in Idaho at age 11. Her dad was a very good shepherd. So then after staying there for a few years, they decided to come to the city of San Francisco, and we just met on the streets of San Francisco, right in front of a store, and I was going to go into the store to get a soft drink, and I turned around, and she was right behind me and with a smile. So I thought she was smiling at me. I walked over. I got her phone number and called her up 2 hours later. And then 3 hours later, I show up at her house. And that was our first date.
Wow. It sounds like a movie.
Yes.
And the movie is called The Streets of San Francisco.
That's good.
Well, Pastor Roger, we talk about movies and the glamour of it and the kind of impact. You know, we all love to see the stories of others, how compelling they are. And to hear what you have been through and how the Lord has worked. And we're just getting started. We're going to take a quick break right now, but we've got to come back to how you experienced that one moment there in the Tenderloin district of San Francisco, and God was about to use that to change the lives of literally hundreds of thousands of people. And to this day, now, gosh, I'm what, about 29, 30 years later, the kind of impact that San Francisco City Impact has had. When we come back, you're going to hear more from Pastor Roger Huang. I ask you, my friend, as you listen today, you ever think that the world is so big that how could God look and care about one person, namely yourself, and be concerned about your problems or your issues? What you're going to hear today, it's no joke, my friend. God really does care. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042.
888-484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It could be overwhelming. I mean, you see a need that is so immense. In fact, maybe you see a need that others have tried to solve, and it all seems to kind of fade away. What do you do? Do you stand up and give it another shot? What if God calls you to do something about a need that you see? Do you have enough faith to believe that God could do something above and beyond? What if God does something that is beyond any of your wildest dreams, beyond your imagination? You know, God can use you to be a part of something great, because God is doing great things through people who would step out in the simplicity of faith, just doing what God leads them to do. Our guest today is here to share his story about that. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Terry Wong. And we're here with Pastor Roger Wong. He's the founder and executive development director of San Francisco City Impact. He's sharing his story with us today. To find out more about our program, to hear this show in its entirety, maybe you're tuning in right now, you can get this podcast for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listen to it, be encouraged, inspired. There's other resources there for you. And share it with a friend, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor Wong, take us back. What happened on that ever so eventful night in the Tenderloin District that God used to change your life?
You know, when I came to know the Lord, I was so touched by His grace and love. And so I started going up north, in the coast of Northern California, looking for just cabins so I can pray and fast. And most of those times, I just asked God to restore my broken lives and give me the ability to forgive my parents. And it was also during that time I asked God, if you can just show me what you need me to do, I would just quit everything and follow you. I was that convinced. And so sure enough, you know, I was working in both hotels as auditors, and there was a brand new hotel that opened up, a five-star hotel, Park 55, right there in the Tenderloin, in the city of San Francisco. So I went there, and I was fortunate to be hired as one of the three auditors for the hotel. And within that first week, one day I got off work, and I parked my car right there in the Tenderloin. And as I was walking towards my car, I noticed a flat tire. So I called for the tow truck to come out and help me out. And as I was sitting in the car, just kind of observing the environment, I realized it was a very rough place to be. And then I put my attention on this young kid that was standing next to the high-rise building. And there was a group of older kids walking up, and they were harassing him. I was very disturbed. I did not help him. When the tow truck driver came and got me out of the situation, I drove away from that spot to my home. It was about 20 minutes ride. And God spoke to me. I was just a brand new Christian, but He put it on my heart. He said, what if that was your son? What would you do? And I said, well, if that was my son, I would have jumped out of my car to rescue him. And he said to me, for me, they're all the same. So when I got home, I was very emotional, very troubled by that conversation. My wife knew. She looked at me. She said, what happened to you? I said, I think God spoke to me. We just wept and cried, maybe 20, 30 minutes. And I said to my wife, Maite, I said, we need to get back there. So the following day, we made 50 sandwiches. I brought them down to the Tenderloin, gave them to the homeless. And that was 29 years ago.
Hmm. You say Tenderloin, Tenderloin. What is the Tenderloin?
Tenderloin District is one of the 12 districts in the city of San Francisco. There are two different versions. There's a street version, but there's a real version, which is in the old days, it was so rough, not even the policemen wanted to go in there. So they would give them incentives. If you go in and pick up that shift and that location, we would pay you a lot more. So because of the higher pay, they were able to afford the Tenderloin steak.
Ah. And that's how it got the name,
yes.
Tenderloin.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like? Describe the Tenderloin District for us.
If you drive by or just walk through, definitely you see drug addicts, drug pushers, homeless people. It's basically 50 city blocks with 586 high-rise buildings with about 6,000 to 8,000 homeless people that come through the area. And just all kinds of things. It has two major crimes every 1 hour. And, you know, you have 37,000 people living in there. But you will not see all that if you just drive by or walk through and you see homelessness, you see drugs, prostitution, all kinds of stuff. But there's a subculture living in that area, and they're mostly just hiding inside the buildings. And that's what also changed my perspective. I saw a bunch of kids running into the building one day after ministering to the homeless, and I went into the building, and that's when we started the kids' ministry, the youth ministry, and then just a bunch of stuff came out of that contact.
50 sandwiches becomes the beginning of what is now San Francisco City Impact. Take us into your heart. What was it over the course of time that so moved you to want to go into an environment that is hostile, that is uncomfortable, something? See, it intrigues me, Pastor Wong, when somebody goes into a place where most people would not want to touch. And I think it intrigues us because it takes us, Pastor Terry, it takes us to the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Would Jesus go in there? And we know what the answer is, but would we go in there? And all of a sudden, there's a dynamic tension. We're in turmoil because it somehow shows us where we really are in our faith. And then we have to come to grips with the cognizance of that and how do we live our life. And we try to placate our feelings, right? But here's someone that is going, and now I hear thousands of people every year are coming in to volunteer. Having said that, Pastor, what was it that went on in your heart? Was there tension about going into the Tenderloin?
It was none, because you have to know, for 27 years of my life, I've been locked up. There was no hope. I was alone in a world that there was no connection in any way. And one day, just by God's grace, He came to my life right there in my living room. He set me free. And this
I don't think there's anything that I can do enough for him. I didn't go there out of guilt. I didn't go in there because I wanted to prove something. Because I know there are people there just like me. They've been locked up. It didn't matter if they were homeless, prostitutes, or kids, or immigrants. I need to let them know about the grace of God and that they have a chance to be liberated. That's what's driving me. That is still driving me today because of the grace. So that's why I am today.
3 decades and going on further. You've written a book. It's called Chasing God. I'm interested to know how you came up with that title. We'll talk about that. In fact, that'll be a big part of our the part two of our two-part feature. But a man who has experienced deep loneliness, been locked up, when he says locked up in loneliness, locked up in hopelessness. Are you there as you listen today? Do you feel like you are enclosed in your own depression, enclosed in your own hopelessness? Well, the Lord has sent Pastor Roger Huang from San Francisco. He's the Executive Development Director of San Francisco City Impact. Of course, as you listen to him, hey, this is not just organizational stuff. This is heart stuff. He's a heart man because his heart has been touched by the Lord Jesus Christ. And your heart can be touched too. You'll hear more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
We live in a world where you watch television. The TV or the media itself will just get you into this mood of materialism. And it sort of grabs hold of you, and you don't even know it's grabbing hold of you because you watch a commercial, you're bombarded with images, and you begin to want things that you didn't even know you wanted. And then you begin to think about things and how am I going to get that? And then it leaves us with this odd sense of discontent. And then we start chasing after things, and we don't realize it. We're actually, in a way, maybe more than in a way, we start to worship things. And they become so much a part of our lives when there are so many more important things in life that are much, much deeper. And you know what? Much more fulfilling. Our guest today is living a life experiencing what it means to do the important stuff of life. And I believe he's filled with a fulfillment and even a sense of contentment that would be envious by others. His name is Pastor Roger Wong. He is the Executive Development Director and the founder, he and his wife Maite, of San Francisco City Impact, which the Lord put on their heart to start in a way dramatic way, but a heart-touching way, 3 decades ago. To find out more about San Francisco City Impact, sfcityimpact.com. That's sfcityimpact.com. Go ahead and check out that website, and you'll see opportunities to be a part of their ministries, opportunities to serve with them in ministry, opportunities to donate, to give to their ministry. You know what? As you give, as you share, as you sow into their ministry, it will be a part of something greater than you and I could ever be a part of by ourselves. And we'll be a part of something great in what God is doing in bringing the hope of Christ to many, many people. SFCityImpact.com. Pastor Roger, talk to us. The mission. What's the mission of San Francisco City Impact? What is it?
We want to intervene. We want to get into one person at a time. We want to liberate them. We don't want to treat them as a package. And almost all of them who live in the Tenderloin, they have been very isolated. So we go into the buildings. We find ways for them to come to us, not just a church on Sunday. But we have a thrift store where they can come and shop. We have a rescue mission. We have a cafe and medical center, dental, and also a food bank. We also have a meal delivery where we're going to all these buildings and to deliver hot meals and clean their buildings, pray with them, talk to them about the love of God. And we spend a lot of our times actually listening to them. Nobody wants to listen to them. We all want to tell them something. Hmm. And in the beginning of the work, I want to tell them something. I want to tell them about Jesus. But they were so isolated, so broken, they were not really receiving it. And as God changed my way of thinking, I began to listen to them first, listen to their stories, listen to their brokenness, and then begin to minister to them just in a conversational way. And I realized that preaching is not a good way to get to know a person.
What are some of their stories? What have you heard?
There's so many. We have a young lady who, when I first got in the Tenderloin, I think she was about 2 years of age. She's now a school teacher for our elementary school. She was same thing, broken, abused, left alone. Several things happened to her. She became very hardened, but we continued to reach out to her. We sent people to her apartment on her birthday, and it was one of those times that she broke down and started coming to the ministry. And then we just took her under our wings, and then I adopted her as my my spiritual daughter, and I love her very much. As a matter of fact, she's going to be getting married this September 28th to another young man who also made a commitment to serve in the City Impact. And so that's one. And we have homeless people that just wander into our Rescue Mission dining room after eating there, being alone, and eventually what happens, they open up their lives to us. And then so when you walk into our Rescue Mission dining room, you see individuals that they don't want to leave that place. They're there daily helping us, serving, cooking, cleaning, and helping us ministering to the homeless population. And we have another young man, Vizna. He was one of the toughest gangsters in the Tenderloin. And he found himself standing in front of our building wanting to make a commitment. So my son took him in, and they slept on the second floor and lived there for 3 days. They prayed. They fasted. They fasted for 3 days. They worshiped God. And it was in the three-day time that he made a commitment. He is now with us for 11 years. And just people like that, one after another. And so it's a very it's a place that we transform lives through spending time with them, getting to know them, and find out what it is that they need to hear instead of just package what we want to tell them.
You know, Pastor Roger, this sounds like it takes so much time, you know, to listen to them, to spend time, to actually sleep with them. You know, that's what I'm hearing. Yeah, you told us earlier that you were an auditor for two hotels. So could you still do that and still be reaching out? Or was there a transition where you had to say goodbye to that lifestyle and also involve your family? You mentioned your son who's involved. Can you tell us a little bit about how that happened?
Sure. When, of course, in the first 10 years, I was working in both hotels and then also ministering in the Tenderloin during in between the jobs. I was very much alone by myself, just going to the high-rise building, knocking on doors, praying with them, and then for a couple of hours, and then I would go off to another job. And but as it became more intense in my spirit, mm-hmm. I felt like this is not enough. I need to do more. So I resigned one job, and then I resigned the second one. But all along, God has taught me how to pray and fast and depend on Him. I was not connected to any family members. I had no friends, actually. I was not connected to any denomination, any churches. But somehow my wife and I, we read through the Bible several times and realized that we can actually pray and fast to God and He will provide for us. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but that's just what we did. Whenever we needed something, we just pray and we fasted. Sometimes 3 days, sometimes 21 days, 33 days, 40 days. We fast the 3 days many times over. And it's not because we're more spiritual. We were just desperate. We had no help. And whenever we got done with that kind of a fasting time, praying, crying out to God, He will always send someone to come and help us with just what we need.
I guess it's not so crazy after you've been doing it for 3 decades. And yes. You have constantly, consistently seen the Lord move and provide and guide and build. Pastor Terry, it's a privilege to, be with, I know Pastor Raji might be modest about it, but when you talk about the giants of our day who are not trying to be giants, they just trying to serve God with all their heart and faithfulness. But that's what that kind of exposure to a life totally surrendered to the Lord. We need the examples like you, heroes in our day, Pastor Wong, who are willing, you and Maite, who really die to self and live for Christ. You have various ministries that have grown. That are like outlets now. The school, you talk about the cafe. It's really compassion. Now it's in action. Compassion in action. You ever feel like, as you hear Pastor Wong, that you want to do something. You know, you and I, we have that, it's like a trigger in our own hearts, because we feel, because we know what suffering is like. Some of us cover it up better than others. But then you come so desperate. You come to that place where other things, you know, the looks, the reputation, all that other stuff kind of goes out the window. It doesn't matter because you're so broken. They are touching people at that point in their lives. To find out more about their ministry, it's sfcityimpact.com. sfcityimpact.com. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, a conclusion of part one of this two-part feature. Pastor Wong has written a book. It's called Chasing God. I want to give a little bit of a preview about that, and we're going to go into more depth about it in our next segment when we come back from our break. More from Pastor Roger Wong, the Executive Development Director of San Francisco City Impact. You could feel like a number, like one of thousands upon thousands of people. But when God sends someone to you, yes, you, who is interested in hearing your story, what you've been through, what it's been like, then love becomes real. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an e-book, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Which one of us doesn't need a friend? A true friend. You know, somebody that will be with you. Not when you're at your best, but when you're at your worst. Do you know people like that? You probably don't know a lot of people like that in your life because you don't need a whole lot of them and there aren't very many of them. But if you got one friend who can see you at your worst, you have a gift from the Lord. And that person is probably somebody who will listen to you and will look at you and still love you when you share things that are the most dastardly thoughts and most evil experiences that perhaps you could have ever imagined that you've been through, been shamed to talk about it. And in some odd way, that only comes from the grace of God, that person is still able to look you in the eye and embrace you. Mm-hmm. And you just know. You know, at that moment, you know what you've encountered? You have encountered love. True love. Well, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And today, we have with us in studio someone who is like that, because he's been touched by the Lord Jesus Christ. And his ministry, San Francisco City Impact, is doing that on a daily basis in the Tenderloin District of San Francisco, literally ministering to hundreds of thousands of lives, but each one experiencing that in an individual way. His name is Roger Wong. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. To find out more about this program, to access the resources here, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And I say, you know, listen to it. Pass it on to a family member or friend. Send it as a link, Facebook, Twitter, some other form that you can share it. And, you know, by doing that, you're reaching someone else with the love of Jesus Christ. And I want to just thank you in advance for joining with us in doing that in service to our Lord Jesus. Pastor Wong, you have a heart of compassion, and the Lord has given you not just a compassionate heart, but a way to exercise that compassion in a way that benefits the lives of others. You fasted, you've prayed with your dear wife, Maite. How has the Lord spoken to you about growth, so that the ministry has been able to impact other people over the course of 3 decades?
Well, we have not done anything different. We just live and work and believe that the very grace that God has shown us is the very thing that we want to impart that. We look at every homeless person, every child, every family within our district, and we look at them. I look at them as my daughters, my sons, my parents, my grandparents. That's how I make that connection. Because if that was my grandpa, I want to be right there with him. And if that was my daughter on the streets of San Francisco in the Tenderloin walking around, all doped up, I want to be right there with her. And it's very personal. They all have been taken by someone. The power of darkness. And our job is to just be there. We don't have a formula. We just want to be there, be available. And we believe in the midst of all that God himself will come, because we have the Spirit of God. And then God can intervene as we intervene. But he will do it in a supernatural way. And that, you know, we have volunteers that come through from different parts of the city in the Bay Area. And I can tell you this, that the majority of them, when they come and help us to do the same kind of work, just by listening, praying, loving them, giving them something to eat, they go home transformed. They go back to their church, their community, and they begin to want to do something on their own. So we see the multiplication in a way that is very supernatural.
You know, it goes back to that initial calling, really. When you drove home to your wife and you heard God say, what would you do if that was your child? And I'm hearing this. Now, almost 3 decades later, that's still what motivates you. That's what keeps compelling you. Because it's, what if that was your father, your grandfather, mm-hmm. your son? And I think that spirit has gone on to other people to have helped you and your volunteers. And that's amazing. That what God said to you back then is still continuing.
I believe you are very right on. I believe it wasn't just a conversation. I think it was the very first love. Having that intimate conversation with God and able to to hear his heart. And then he in turn shared with me how much he cares for the broken people in the city of San Francisco. And he just gave me that heart of his. And so I just thank God for that. It has never faded.
Someone today, as they listen, their heart is in turmoil. And yet there is a glimmer of hope that they sense or feel as they listen. What would you say to someone with their back against the wall?
I would ask them to just out of that desperation to begin to cry out to God. A prayer is not even going to do it. You just need that desperation. Call on him. Cry out to him. Tell him everything. Tell him you want out of that situation, that you are ready. You're making a determination. You are going to make a commitment, and you're going to follow him as he leads you. That's the bottom line. It's all about the covenant, the commitment. And that's what I have done for the last 29 years. We quit 3 jobs, my wife and I. We walked out of comfortable, middle-class living situation, and we gave it all. But in return, 29 years later, he has given us more than we can ever dream of. But this is not about just having a good life. This is about being used by God, and we all have a purpose. But the devil, the darkness, wants us to live in that brokenness so that we can be useless. And I don't think that's what God has for us. There is a way out.
You know how some people, they get caught. We all can get stuck in this. It's this feeling of, Pastor Wong, if you only knew what I've done. If you only known where I've been. I don't think the grace of God can extend. Maybe it will for my friend or another family, but not me. You know how that goes, Pastor?
Yes, I do.
Oh, if someone is feeling like that right now, speak to them. What is it that you would say?
That's just the self-guilt, self-condemnation. God's not like that at all. The blood of Jesus is here to forgive you. There's nothing that he cannot forgive. We just have to get out of ourselves and present that part of our life to God and believe by faith, not by feelings, not by emotions, because our emotions, our feelings will tell us differently. But faith is believing him, and it is finished. It is done. We are forgiven, and we have to move on. We have to run as fast as we can and catch on to God, and then he has a new journey for us. But we cannot live on the path of doubt and self-condemnation. We have to move forward. And it is not about emotions. If I live by the emotions, I can tell you, just in the last 29 years, 70% of the time serving there has been difficult. The other 30% has been very hard. But I just keep on going. Because I know it is not by feelings, it's by faith.
You have to keep pressing, keep moving forward. Don't stay where you are.
Yeah. Can you pray, Pastor?
Yes.
Pray for that dear one that's in that tough spot right now in life. We got a few minutes, 3 minutes or so, if you could say a prayer.
Father God in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we believe that the supernatural power is available right now.
Amen.
For this person who's in desperate need. The very power that liberated me when I was so desperate, and yet there was no hope. There was no way, and yet just by the Spirit of God, I was liberated. And we believe together right here in this studio that you said that when two or more would gather in the name of Jesus, that whatever we ask for, whatever we wish for, that it would be done.
Yes, amen.
Our prayer at this moment is that we are believing, God, that when someone through this radio show that would just call out to Jesus.
Yes.
God, you will liberate that person. You would just come to that person's heart, and that your spirit would just move him in such a way that he will be transformed.
In the name of
she
Jesus.
Will be transformed.
Yes.
And that the devil has no way of holding on to that person ever again. Because when we come to know you, we are free indeed in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I pray, and we pray out of the desperation of our hearts and our spirits, God, in your power, supernaturally, would you come and just touch that person.
Yes.
And show him and show her that you are in control of the, of their lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Welcome.
As you have been prayed for, as the Lord sends man of God, Pastor Roger Wong, in studio with us, and then we share heart to heart like we have, he has, and he prays for you. Remember that it's very personal. The Lord looks upon you with eyes of great love. He is a just God, and he is a merciful God. That's the meaning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you are in his heart. And so I echo what Pastor Roger has said throughout our show, and Pastor Terry. Oh, how the Lord loves you and knows you.
Yes.
And there is always hope in Jesus Christ. Amen. Respond to him, even Amen. As Pastor Roger has shared. This is part one of a two-part feature. And so, Pastor Wong, thank you for being with us.
You're
we look
welcome.
Forward to the next program as you share more about your book, Chasing God. I hope that you have been encouraged today by the story of Pastor Roger Wong. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus to find out more. We've got a special presentation for you there. To help us with your financial support and make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Psalm 82 verse 3 says, defend the weak and the fatherless. Uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Pastor Roger Wong. Find out more, sfcityimpact.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Terry Wong, and our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.